It's Monday, March 28th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Millions of the faithful gathered around the world yesterday to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Christ has risen, church leaders announced. Multitudes responded joyfully, "He has risen indeed. The sun never sets on the kingdom of the sun." According to Fox News, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee has banned all city-funded travel to North Carolina. No joke. Mayor Lee said it was one way of standing with the homosexual community in the southern state, where the governor refused to allow homosexual behavior to be added as some kind of innate, immutable characteristic like race or gender under the state's non-discrimination laws. Sophie Kazeki, a French woman, born in Cameroon and living in Paris since age 9, is one of a few Western women to have lived as part of the Islamic State in Syria and escaped. She has now written a book she said she hopes will prevent others from falling into the same trap. Her book, entitled In the Night of Daesh, is the story of how she made her way to an ISIS maternity ward in the city of Raqqa, a place she described as a baby factory, more like a kennel than a prison, and then told how she made it back home. The state of Indiana became the second state, joining Kentucky, to ban abortions for Down syndrome babies. Governor Mike Spence signed the bill this past Thursday, prohibiting abortions based on race, sex, or any other disability of the child. Planned Parenthood has promised a fight. Father Bernard Kinvey, a Catholic priest working in a Central African republic, is humbled by the possibility of winning a $1 million peace prize for saving hundreds and possibly thousands from the violence that grips his nation. Father Kinvey is one of 4 finalists of the Aurora Prize for Awakening Humanity, an award he had never heard of. He said he was not sure how anyone knew about his work at the church and the hospital he started there. Father Kinvey, whose work is credited with saving the lives of at least 1,500 refugees, Muslim and Christian alike, said the work was his duty. Matthew 25:34 says, "Then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I was sick, and you visited me.'" Bernie Sanders barnstormed his way west on Saturday, winning landslide victories in Alaska, Washington, and Hawaii's Democratic primaries. ISIS is claiming responsibility for the 33 dead and 78 wounded from a suicide bomber who hit a filled soccer stadium in Iraq on Saturday. In Belgium, authorities arrested a suspect in connection with the horrific attacks there. And sadly, Boko Haram, a terrorist group in Africa, is now said to be using kidnapped schoolgirls as suicide bombers. By God's grace, one of the girls, kidnapped with 270 others in Nigeria 2 years ago, was intercepted in Cameroon this past Friday before her bomb went off. She is safe now. Pray that God will deliver the rest of her sisters. Thousands of Christian celebrants gathered in a beautiful park in Lahore, Pakistan on Easter Sunday to rejoice over Christ's victory over death. Cowardly members of the Taliban took this opportunity to set off explosives there in an effort to strike fear in the hearts of believers everywhere. 65 people, mostly women and children, were killed and more than 300 injured as the explosion sent flames and bodies high above the trees, according to witnesses. Flowers of faith will grow in Pakistan as an overwhelming outpouring of love will flow to and from this part of the world in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. It always does where things like this happen. One day, the bodies of these believers will rise again to meet their Lord in the air, for the sting of death is no more. Death will be swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, March 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.